Are you thinking about buying or selling a house? Or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate Network Title. Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby. Welcome back, Chad.
Thank you.
And James Tolson with Country Financial. We got to get him in again one of these days.
Absolutely.
He had a lot of good stuff to touch on once we got him over the jitters, I think.
Yeah.
You can give us a call, though, if you have any questions. 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Happy to help you with any of your real estate questions or needs. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com. Make sure you check out our publications, The Smart Home Buyer and The Smart Seller. And if you're saying to yourself, well, I've already sold a bunch of homes, two or three homes, four homes, I guarantee you there's going to be something in that book that is going to show you how to maybe squeeze an extra 10K out of your house. So check out that book. It is beneficial. It was written by agents that help people cumulatively with hundreds and hundreds of transactions. So it's meant to help you.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And then you can get a different couch.
Yeah, exactly. And I'd like to welcome back Warren Byers. Today, we're going to be on show two about real estate, the marriage between real estate and design. Real quick, I had you do that intro last time. You did it kind of quick. Go super fast intro.
Oh, super
time.
Fast?
Yeah.
I'm Warren. I'm from Winona. I've been designing my whole life. I went to school for it.
Nice.
Love real estate. Here I am.
Here you are.
Yeah.
Welcome. Like to welcome you back for this. So if you are just catching this as the second show, go back and listen to the first one. You can hear her whole background.
My spiel.
Your whole spiel. Yes. So, today, we're going to talk about real estate, getting your home ready for sale from a design aspect. And then we're going to get into some stats about what our market is doing. And this is where that design kind of stuff can really pay off when you have a market that's not as hot. Yes, I said it. The market's not as hot. Mm-hmm. So this kind of stuff can really pay off. What would you say, so often people will be like, oh, do I need to remodel my bathroom? Do I need to redo the kitchen? Should I put on this deck? I want to hear what you say as to what are your first recommendations when you go into a house?
That's actually a really timely question because my boyfriend and I are looking at, down the road in the next few years, possibly selling where we're at and buying something new. And I don't think the interior has changed since 2005 when he purchased it. So, which is fine. But there are different little faces.
Oh, is he on the condos, kind of off of, like University Territorial or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Emerald.
Yes.
Emerald Gardens.
Yes, I know those. Yes.
I love them. I love where we live. But nice. There's some little facelifts that you can do, cause he was saying, well, I don't really want to spend 30 grand to put into these if I'm not going to be able to enjoy it. And really you might not want to do that anyway, because 30 grand that you spend on something that you love might be not anything that anyone else loves.
Right. Good point.
So, things that you can do, like paint your cabinetry. If you have decent cabinetry, if you don't have decent cabinetry, I would recommend maybe upgrading that. But look at your countertops, possibly replacing those. Otherwise, paint your walls, paint your trim, just those facelift things. Sometimes I like to say it's like putting lipstick on a pig.
Well, and especially if you already have white trim, it's probably got little nicks and marks by now. And freshen it up.
Exactly. But as far as like the whole renovations, when people are walking into a home, they know if they have to do those renovations, but it really just depends on how you want to price it out. If you're hoping to get top dollar, then you might want to do some of those renovations just to bring it back up to where we are now. Otherwise, people are going to look at it and go, well, I have to do all this work, so I don't think it's worth this price.
Yeah, I try to go after what I call you're going to spend that and you're going to get three times more back.
Totally.
Right? You're going to get your money back and double or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to have that. You're going to come out really ahead. And I first always go carpet and paint or floors and paint. And I'm not saying replace it, but make sure it's clean.
Yeah.
Right. There's no rips or giant wear spots or.
Well, and for us, where we're looking at right now, we have the same selections that the contractors picked.
Right.
Which I love contractors because I need to use them and they are not designers. So what they select is usually for the dollars and cents of it and not for the aesthetic of
right.
it. And so, you know, replacing some of those things is usually an ideal way to start.
I mean, I think that makes the biggest difference before you jump on those big items. By the way, painting the cabinetry, that can be a good thing. Make sure the cabinetry is appropriately prepped for
Correct.
Painting. I went into a house the other day and I looked at it. I'm like, something, it was like, I could see that the paint didn't adhere right. Mm-hmm. And I took my fingernail mm-hmm. and barely touched on it and it just started peeling.
Yes, yeah. That is one thing. I have painted my own cabinetry multiple times. Growing up, that's when you're living in cheap apartments and, you know, the landlords kind of let you do what you want. You play around with things like that. But that is now something I will forever hire out. Just there's parts of those experiences that you learn. Let the professionals do that. Let them prime it and prep it correctly and paint it and add the hardware, and you just get to enjoy it. Paint your walls, maybe, but
yeah.
Let them do the cabinetry.
What do you think about painted countertops? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I have a special place in hell for those.
It's like you see them online and they can fool you online, right?
They really can.
You're right. It's like, ooh, nice countertops. You get there and you're just like, oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's immediate on the real estate side. When I walk in with clients, it's interesting because even some of my clients will go, wow, those are really nice. And I go, yep. We're going to need to replace those.
Yeah, they're nice now.
Yeah. They look nice, but that pan stain is not going to be nice later.
No, right. No.
Right.
Yeah, that's...
The do-it-yourself projects too, right? I mean, I consider myself pretty handy, but there's certain things that I know I shouldn't touch. You know, so if you're trying to save a dollar...
Right. Electrical is a good place to never touch on your own.
Yeah, electrical, plumbing, you know, because the YouTube videos do come in handy, but they're not as easy as they look all the time. So
right. It's kind of like your car, you know, change your filters, maybe change a spark plug here or there.
Yeah.
Let them work on the carburetor.
Well, even paint, you bring up painting as an easy thing, but I mean, how many houses have we seen with the smear marks on the windows from the paint or the overshot on the trim or overshot on the ceiling? And how, even though we know it's a cosmetic thing, how chintzy does that make that house look?
Oh, right. it's night and day. And that, you know, I will say you have to hire the right people to do it as well.
For sure.
I've been in projects where we've hired out the painting and they've done the overspray on the ceiling and have left it that way, or they've gotten it on the windows and have not taken a razor to it or have gotten it on the trim, and it's just, it ruins it.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure you know who you're working with.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. We're playing a game at Bricks right now called Fantasy Real Estate. And I'm picking a bunch of houses and we're guessing how much they'll sell for, right? And I picked one which at first glance looks really good online. Right. But when you start looking at it, I was noticing the overshots on the trim and the ceiling. And I'm like, this thing isn't going to show right.
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody was submitting, oh, it's going to go way over. It's going to go way over. I'm like, I don't think it is.
What that does is it loses the trust that these buyers have on where you've skimped and other things.
Yes.
You
right.
know,
Good point.
You decided to skimp on this. What else are you hiding?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. And, you know, I'd like to touch real quick. I know we mentioned this about spaces and getting spaces set up last show, but, you know, as far as kind of design with furniture and layout and the decluttering and whatnot, what recommendations do you have there?
You know, the biggest piece of advice that I can give sellers or people looking to sell is take everything out. It's a hassle, but start the process. You're going to move anyway. Take everything out that you can put into storage right now or get it out of the house, put it in the garage, take it all out and start from square one. Repaint the walls, get in neutral walls, and then only bring back the pieces that are going to add to the space.
Absolutely. You know, I'm going to put some stats to that. Like, so the recommendations, I know people that may be listening are, oh, that's a lot of work. Okay, well, first of all, a good real estate agent's going to have people that can help you with this, right? Yeah. If it's staging help, we have stagers. If it's painting help that you need, we've got Pete the painter, you know, or whoever, right?
Yep.
That we have people that can help and get that done. But dollars and cents wise, this is what gets you that 8 to 14% more. If you are not believing me on the 8 to 14% more, please call me. I'll gladly send you the spreadsheets that show this information. It's also laid out where the information comes from. Spectrum and our Smart Seller book. So there is real dollars and cents that you doing that painting, doing that staging, it's thousands, if not over $10,000.
Well, what I've noticed with clients is they tend to have a blind eye to all the things that they have in their space because it's just been years and years of accumulating.
I hate to cut you off, but
no, it's fine.
We got to take a commercial break. Oh. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what the market's been doing. We'll be right back.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Tovson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Tovson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 146-2493.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting home buyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Sometimes, when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Tovson today at 651-365-3408.
Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com. You're listening to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. If you have any questions for us after the show, you can give us a call, 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. Today we're talking about the marriage between design and real estate, part two, things that we're just kind of wrapping up with things you can do to your home to get it ready for sale inside, you know, get those neutral paints in there, declutter, pick the appropriate pieces. You said something, Lauren, that it hit home. I use almost exactly the same line, which is, I just preface it with, if I do my job, you're moving. So either way, this has got to go. So why not get it done now and make your place look great?
Right.
You know, to get, like you say, get it out to the garage, right? Good. It, people don't care. They look in the garage for 2 seconds.
Right. Take your time, pack it away nicely, be done with it, and then you can put it up and display it in your new home.
Well, it's something that caught my attention was 8 to 14%.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa. So, okay. So some interesting stats that, like, the difference between a well done, well presented, well marketed, well prepped house versus one where poor photography, poor preparation, it's about a 14% spread.
That's serious. Right. Money.
And that is like Egan, Shoreview, Richfield, Minneapolis. I've run these numbers in all these places, and what I'm doing is I'm picking homes in the same price ranges, in the same size and areas, and then you look at what they're getting priced per square foot. I feel that's a pretty unbiased way to look at it.
Yeah, for sure.
And looking at what they're getting, 14% spread. Now, you know, some people may do half of it. And, you know, they get the professional photography, but they didn't prep correctly. Yeah. And maybe now it's only an 8% spread, right? But by doing the things correctly, you can really put a lot more money in your pocket. And when you're talking, you know, 14% on a $200,000 home,
Can I add one more thing that is a pet peeve of mine?
Sure. Oh, your mic.
Okay, I'm so sorry for this, but when I look at photos of listings and the bed is not made, or they have professional photos done, but the dog is in it, or, you know, I mean, little things, like, you really need to prep your home for those photos as well. And it's down to the small details.
I have a listing I'll show you after we get off air. And I call it the worst best home ever listed.
Oh.
It's hysterical. You'll laugh at the photos all day long. And what's funny is the same house was listed and sold very fast because they did everything right 2 years ago. This time, everything's wrong. I think it's still on the market nine months later after the best. Yeah, it's funny.
Well, photos tell 1,000 lies.
Yeah, pictures tell 1,000 lies. Yep. Yeah, yeah. So the market, very interesting. You know, we are running overall in the Twin Cities down huge in inventory. And it's not helping. We did have new listings coming on running in the positive for quite a while there. You know, going back to mid-September, we were plus 13, plus 16, plus 16. But that's new listings coming on. The problem is the pending sales are higher, which is still dragging down that inventory. So, I mean, we're down 32.5% in inventory. But that story is not the same everywhere, right? That when we look at Minneapolis and St. Paul individually, I'm going to get this pulled up, like Minneapolis, total inventory of homes up 24%, right? So depending on where you're at, and you mentioned, do you think it's because of the condo market? And I said, yeah, I think that's a lot of it. Mm-hmm. I'm looking and University neighborhood plus 15%, Southwest plus 23%, Powderhorn plus 77%.
Dang.
Yeah, yeah. Nokomis plus 111%. Like,
whoa.
Yep. Listings are up
yep.
all over the place. But the real kicker here, where this is funny, is median sale prices. University plus 10%, Southwest plus 2%, Powderhorn plus 12.6%. So this is why I think it's so important that if you're a buyer out there, you're talking to your agent about what's happening in the areas that you're looking, not just the overall picture, because the overall picture says, oh, we're in the Twin Cities down 31%. But if you're looking in Minneapolis or parts of St. Paul, or, you know, just each suburb is going to have its own data. And you want to make sure you're looking at that, because we just came out of the craziest seller's market that I've seen. But there are now neighborhoods that are not in seller's markets. They're in buyer's markets. And if you're a buyer out there and you are walking in and paying top dollar, throwing out above list offer prices when inventory's up, maybe you don't need to do that anymore, right? You want to take that time to hash through that.
Yeah, I think it's also reconditioning your buyers. Mm-hmm. You know, correct. We went through this season, and now we're starting this season.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep. Now, our market can use inventory in a sense, totally. Right? We are very. That's interesting. I'm looking at St. Paul. St. Paul. So I said what? Plus 24% on Minneapolis.
Yep.
St. Paul is down 12% overall.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Even though there are up neighborhoods. West Side plus 38%, which is kind of interesting. You know, I thought things over there were selling quick. So, but
it's
yeah,
just been a weird year altogether.
yeah. Unpredictable.
Sorry. I know we're hearing that a lot, but unpredictable. It really has.
Yeah. And you know, you also want to look at the data from, you know, what is happening today is not necessarily what's going to happen tomorrow or what's going to happen in January. I could tell you right now, Twin Cities region, median sale price up 11.1%. Wow, that's a lot over September last year. But the 12-month rolling up 7.1. That's almost identical mm-hmm. to last year. Mm-hmm. Very similar.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, we'll see how it all pans out. Now, that said, we are... Well, I'm having a brain freeze at the moment, so don't mind me. No, I'm thinking about Chad and wanting to talk interest rates. I'm trying to figure out how to segue into that. But the market meter, where things are and where it's going, we were in talking about what the summer was like. It was at a 9.68. So this is that scale, 0 to 10, 0 being a strong buyer's market, yeah. And a 10 being the strongest seller's market. We are at 9.68. The middle of the summer. We're down at I had it written down somewhere, probably not going to find the sheet. No, it was like 6.16. There we go. 6.16. That's a big drop. Huge, we're in stable market range. Yep. And going back to that Minneapolis, St. Paul, you have even lower into that buyer's range. However, I do think it's not going to go much lower than that. That we're gonna dip a little bit more, maybe towards Thanksgiving, and then actually by the time this show is airing, it might already be Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, right.
And I actually expect an early rise to the numbers. Well, all of this obviously contingent upon lockdowns or things
right,
like that.
Well, and that's the thing is it's, you know, everything is still going to be unpredictable, but it's almost like we're starting to see some of that normalcy in our market get back in. Yep. And right now we're entering winter, so we are very weather determined on when we can sell and when people want to move.
Right.
So maybe that has a little bit to do with it, but
100%. Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head, Lauren, that we are normalizing. Yes, right. Our inventory is crazy down, but for where things are, if you look at our pace of the market, showings per listing per week averages, we're down over last year.
Mm-hmm.
So not much. So don't let that freak people out. But, you know, there are a lot of buyers that have pulled themselves from the market, along with a lot of sellers that have pulled
too.
Them. And
yeah.
I think it's stabilized. I think the crazy summer, mm-hmm. we made it through that, and we started to stabilize. And I do fully expect, as hopefully things pan out, as more listings come on, that more buyers are going to inject themselves into the market. And we're going to probably experience more 2016, 2017 rates. Mm. You know?
Yeah. Well, good news too. And you know, that is a true thing. I mean, there is buyer fatigue, there is seller fatigue. And if you are one of those people that pulled yourself out of the market, you know, the experts are saying that the mortgage rates are going to continue to stay low. You know, we're looking at over the next 12 months, at least, we're going to be in a pretty solid rate environment. Let's reanalyze, you know,
well,
with rates going down,
we can reanalyze.
Yeah.
In another show.
Yeah. And that's something we'll talk about.
Yeah. So I'm glad you jumped in there. I don't mean to cut you off, but
no,
yeah,
that's okay.
Rates looking stable and low, which I think is going to be great.
Yep.
All right. Hopefully you found this information helpful. We'll be back next week.